As the Spaza Shop registration deadline looms, only 1,916 forms have been handed in to Gauteng authorities out of 13,616 issued to local and foreign business owners across the province. Of those handed in, some are said to be incomplete and missing critical supporting documents. This was announced by Gauteng Finance and Economic Development MEC Lebogang Mayile at a briefing held on Wednesday. Last month, President Cyril Ramaphosa gave business owners a 21-day deadline to comply and register their businesses or face permanent closure. This was in response to the crisis of foodborne illnesses that have claimed the lives of more than 20 children.
The registration centers across the province open daily between 7:30 and 4:00, with a total of 372 dedicated personnel assisting with registration. The province aims to register as many Spaza shops as possible within 21 days. As of the 10th of December 2024, the number of Spaza shops issued with registration forms stands at 13,616, of which 1,916, some of the applications are incomplete and missing critical supporting documents, they have been returned. At present, 2,605 applications have been submitted by non-South African Spaza shop owners based on data from the city of Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, Western District Municipality, which is comprising of Merafong, Randwest City and Mohali City Local Municipality, and the Sidibeng District Municipality, which is made up of Emfuleni, Midvale and Sedi Local Municipality. The current engagement with township commercial property owners have helped to improve the numbers.
Mayile says more than 500 businesses that were operating illegally have now been closed down in Gauteng.
Anyone who registers an who operates an unregistered business, the law will take its course. That's why we have not even waited for this process of registration. There are those businesses that are not supposed to be operating. As I've said, more than 500 of them have been closed down. So this process, it's not mechanical. We're not saying we wait until we do this. No, law enforcement continues. The police continue to do their work, and we continue doing our work.
This news package is brought to you by Times Live. For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, and search for Times Live in the news. Also, follow us on all social media platforms at Times Live.